Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jake Wood. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting third. The right fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Larry. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Frank Larry. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bob Tillman. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Carroll Hardy. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Bresciud. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Wilson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Earl Wilson. And now, play ball. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wood moves to third. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Wood scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito takes first base on ball four. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash takes first base on ball four. Colavito moves to second. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first, with Larry covering, for the out. Schilling moves to second. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. Fernandez moves to second. One out. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry strikes out. Two outs. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wood hits a fly ball into right field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bruton hits a pop-up towards short. Bressuit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Maxwell hits a pop-up towards short. Bressuit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Tigers, 1, Red Sox, 1. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards third. McAuliffe juggles the ball. That's an error on McAuliffe. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-1 in the game. Geiger bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Schilling moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Colavito. Malzone reaches second base with a double. Schilling scores. There goes Geiger trying to get to home. Colavito throws the ball into Fernandez, who relays the ball to Brown, who tags Geiger, who came all the way from first, for the out. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Malzone scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0-for-1 in the game. Tillman takes first base on ball 4. Runnels moves to second. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0-for-1 in the game. Hardy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe strikes out. Two outs. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fernandez hits a pop-up towards short. Bressuit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0 for 1 in the game. Bressuit hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bruton. Bressuit reaches second base with a double. Jerry Casale now pitching. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schilling hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 1 in the game. Geiger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Casale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casale hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wood takes first base on ball 4. Casale moves to second. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bruton takes first base on ball 4. Casale moves to third. Wood moves to second. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to home to get Casale. Wood moves to third. Bruton moves to second. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Runnels hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Cash moves to second. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Cash moves to third. 2 outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tillman strikes out. 1 out. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0 for 2 in the game. Hardy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bressuit hits a line drive into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Forknealy's is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forknealy's hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hardy moves to second. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bobo Osborne pinch hits for Jerry Casale. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wood hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bruton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 3 in the game. Maxwell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Cash hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Cash reaches second base with a double. Steve Boros pinch hits for Dick McAuliffe. Arnold Early now pitching. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros takes first base on ball 4. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fernandez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Steve Boros now playing third base. Ron Klein now pitching. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-2 in the game. Geiger hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Tigers, 4, Red Sox, 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-3 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Early fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wood takes first base on ball 4. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on early. Wood moves to second. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tillman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bruton, who is chasing the ball. Tillman reaches third base with a triple. Lou Clinton pinch runs for Bob Tillman. Terry Fox now pitching. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hardy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clinton scores. It's 5-4. Red Sox. Eddie Bressude is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressude is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bressude hits a pop-up towards third. Boro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Arnold Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boros fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani now catching. Bubba Morton pinch hits for Charlie Maxwell. Bubba Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton strikes out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressude scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Cash strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.